Okay. Let me read a little bit here. Oh, gosh. I'm going to do this, make sure I can see it. Psalms 91. Just going to read a few thousand verses. Just stay with me. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome of the pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Amen. Talk a little bit about faith today. Let me turn off my... There. Quack. Off on. Okay. Faith doesn't always take you out of the problem. Faith takes you through the problem. Faith doesn't always take away the pain. Faith gives you the ability to handle the pain. Faith doesn't always take you out of the storm. Faith calms you in the midst of the storm. You know, God, we've been talking, the pastor's been in Romans, but we've been talking how we need to have hope and joy, contentment and peace. And how do we get all these things? By our faith. Our faith that we have in God, that we trust Him. We trust Him because you know why? He's always there. He has never forsaken you. Even though you didn't feel it, you couldn't see it, you couldn't imagine why He would be doing good things for you and being with you all those times that maybe we weren't at our best, He has never forsaken us. Never. Never, ever, ever. Even when we didn't want God around, He still saw. There's times in our lives that we get to the end of our rope and we think, this is it. I'm done. Even God's there in the end. Thankfully, God has an agape love for us. That means it's unconditional. Unconditional. That whatever we do, God is still there for us with His hands held out going, here, come with me. Let me walk with you. Let me visit with you. That's why it's so important that we have prayer time with Him. That's our communication with God. When we pray, we are in one agreement with God. He never leaves you because He loves you. It's unbelievable sometimes. The things that I think, the things that I do, I think, how could God love me? How could that happen? How could that be? Even times when people hurt you, even times when you feel sad, even times when you think the world is against you or someone hurt your feelings, God is with you. God knows your pain. God knows your joy. God knows if you have peace. God knows if you are content in the situation that you're in. You know, it's kind of like, don't take things for granted and then expect more blessings. You have to know what God's doing for you. You have to tell Him, thank you, Father. Thank you for those blessings. We just go through our work day, our... cleaning our homes, driving buses, whatever we do. Sometimes we just take for granted that, you know what? God's been with me the whole time. God's been right by me. Right beside me. And when I have pain, God helps me to get through it. I wanted to listen to the enemy today. Just stay home. You're hurting. It's going to get worse. Just take, you know what? God wouldn't tell me that. God would say, I'm going to work through the pain with you, and you're going to go and be blessed. That's how we should feel when we get together. We should feel like we're being a blessing to somebody else. Sometimes you go, well, you know, I don't get a lot of blessings. Well, maybe you're the blessing for somebody else. Maybe that's what it is, that you are the blessing for someone else. That's what we want to strive for. I want to be a blessing to other people. I want to be their blessing. I want to figure out what it is I can do to help others. Sometimes it gets overwhelming because you know what? People will take you for granted lots of times. Sometimes we do things for people and then they want more. And then they want more. And then they want, and you're going, whoa, pump the brakes. You know, God doesn't want us to be used or manipulated, okay? That's in relationships, marriages, family life, everything. He does not want us to feel manipulated or, you know, pushed down. He wants us to be encouraged with one another. So, I know there was times that David would be very discouraged over some things that was said or done, especially when he would go to work and people say things, you know, and he goes, you know, Pris, all I have is my name and my legacy. People are going to know that I'm God's child. That's how we should feel. I want people to go, you know, okay, Pris, she's dead and gone. God love her heart. Well, she was funny at times. She cried a lot. But you know what? She loved God. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that she loved God. What are you telling people? What examples are you setting so people know that when you go on to be in heaven or you just go out of their lives and maybe you haven't seen that person in 30 years, you know what? She belongs to God. She has been with God. I can see by her life. I can see by his life. I see the struggles of people. I see the hurt in people. God gives me a sensitive spirit. When I know someone is down, God put me in someone's life yesterday. And this poor soul, he had a wife, had a baby. Life was great. He was on the mountaintop. They had a home, they had nice cars, they had money. Well, I know there's two sides to the story, but he just said she turned into the devil. You know, she's taken away things, she won't even let him see the boy. And I mean, it's just, you know, he was devastated. He was at the end of his rope. He was just sitting there going, I just don't know how much more I can take. And I went, Chad, you know what? God still loves you. God's still with you. Well, I don't know how it's going to work out. It doesn't matter. God's got you. Don't worry about it. Well, I want to see my son. Well, let's pray. He goes, I'll take all the prayers you want to give me. And it was such a sweet atmosphere when he was around. And it was just so nice to be able to tell someone about Jesus. And go, you know what? He loves you. He created you. He knows about your situation. He knows about your problems. And God is going to work with you. God's just not going to go, okay, well, Leanne's had enough, so I'll lay off of her for a while. Or, you know, Deborah's had enough. I better lay off her for a little while or she'll turn away from me. That's not how God works. God's always for us. Always, always, in your darkest times, God was there. We're here to be disciples. We're here to show God that we have faith and trust Him. You know, sometimes we get into so many difficult situations, finances, relationship problems, health issues. Just bad stuff. People you know die that you love. People you know that are going through terrible things. Their child has cancer. Or some of them have cancer. Somebody you love has cancer. You know, God hears you. God knows everything. God sees everything. The day that I was in my mother's womb and created, He knew me then and He knows me now. He's going to know me till the day that He brings me home. It's just special times that we need to have with the Father. You know, Kimmy came up with me Thursday to talk to me, to help me clean the church. Somebody else has somebody to talk to, and she dusted some things. And I said, Kimmy, I don't remember. I said, this day, on October 30th, 2025, we're at Bartimaeus Church. I want you to know this, that when I'm gone, I loved you more than anything. You're such a blessing to me. I want you to know how proud I am of you. It was an intimate moment to have, to share. That's what we need to do with one another. You mean something to me. You people mean something to me. This church means something to me. And we need to exhibit our love to one another instead of tearing down, building up. Every tear that you cry, God captures in His hand. The first thing you need to realize is if something happened on the way home, and God forbid, but if something happened and I died today, would I see Jesus' face? We're not Catholic, so we don't believe in purgatory. We have got to know deep down within our soul that we're going to go to heaven. That's the first thing you've got to do. The second thing, and it's hard, you've got to make God your Savior. He's number one. He is number one. You have got to turn your focus on God. Well, but you don't know what's been going on. Blah, 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 blah. Yes, we all have problems. There is not one person in here that's not facing some kind of dilemma today. And God knows about your dilemma. God doesn't always just take us out of things. He wants to mature us as we go through things. You know, I'm sure it's hard for Pastor to, you know, he's taking care of his wife, someone that he loves with all his heart. And he sees her struggles every day. That's so hard. And sometimes we think, God, why is this happening to this precious person I love? I don't have the answers. But it doesn't really matter because God's worthy to be praised no matter what. Do we still pray for healing? Yes. Absolutely. All my family that died in front of me, I prayed for their healing right before they took their last breath. That's what you do. You pray for that miracle. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't mean that God doesn't love us. It just means that God has a perfect plan. And if you're here today, He has a perfect plan for you. We need to reevaluate what we think that God's purpose and plan is in our life. We have got to know and our knower. One night, I don't know if some of y'all knew Ronnie Havens, but him and David grew up together. And they were troublemakers, funny troublemakers, not bad, fun troublemakers. And Pat, his wife, was over at our house, and we were watching a show. Well, Ronnie had gone home, I don't know why, but he turned the television on. And it was one of those TV shows where the asteroids were going to hit Houston, and the whole state of Texas was going to blow up. He calls her, Pat. Come home right now. Come home right now. He said, I'm on my knees and me and God are real tight right now. Asteroids are going to hit Texas and we're going to blow up. I want you with me. And she's putting it on speaker where I can hear it. I'm going, what? And he goes, please, Pat, come home. And she started laughing. You never take me serious. You never take me serious. She goes, Ronnie, turn on other channels on the TV. And he goes, okay. So he did. She goes, is it on those channels? Does it say it's the end of the world? You never believe me. She goes, Ronnie, it's a movie. And she started laughing. It hurt his feelings so bad. Oh, he even told her, he goes, you know, the blood in your body, it runs cold. That's what it does. It runs cold, not warm. And she went, Ronnie, it would be on the news. It would be on every channel. Nothing's going to happen. Well, then he felt like a dummy, okay? And we, you know, we called him back and said, hey, you know, that's fine. We're sorry we made fun of you. But he kept going, me and God are real tight right now. Well, you know what? Me and God need to be tight all the time. So when the end of the world does come, that we are tight with God. That's what we're here for. We have our best friends, but God is our Father. And we need to love Him every day. Not doubt that He's not listening to our prayers. There's times that I pray and I think, well, I guess God's helping the little children in Nigeria because He's not answering me. You know, I mean, that's how you feel sometimes. I pray and I pray, I feel nothing. Well, I can guarantee you that God's there with you. Always. Always. He's always with us. Never doubt that it says in the Bible, God will not forsake you. He will not leave you. You may want Him to leave sometimes, but He is not going to leave you. He's always with you. Through Don's transition of going to get a kidney, God is with Don. You know, I mean, it's just, we've got to have enough faith to know that whatever happens in this life, God is with us. And when we go through our struggles, excuse me, what is it in Philippians? I don't know if it's Philippians, I can't remember the other one. It tells us to have joy through our trials. Well, God knows that we're not going to, oh, great, I wrecked my car this week. Praise God. That's not what He's talking about. He's got us in a position to where He's going to help us, to see us through every situation. Whatever you are going through right now, whatever it is, God is with you. God knows about you. God created you. God loves you. God hears your prayers. God hears your praise. God loves it when you read His word. God knows everything. And I know some of us wives, we think we know everything. Or at least our husbands thought we did. But, you know, and there's a lot of people that think they know everything. And that's okay. Hey, there's a lot of smart people in this room. But God knows everything. He knows a thought that's going to come in my head before I even do. I mean, it's just, I don't know. And I say things sometimes that I shouldn't say. I had to return something at Kmart. Oh my gosh, at Walmart. And there was an officer standing over there. An officer like in his 40s. You know, and I went, gosh, God was good to that man. And he looked up and I went, you are gorgeous. God really did good with you. And he just smiled. And the lady started laughing. She went, did you hear that? Did you hear? I went, yeah, he's probably thinking, oh my gosh, I hope my grandma doesn't act like that. But, you know, we're all beautiful in God's sight. That's why I hate when we go, ooh, that person is so homely. That person's so ugly. Ooh, ooh. You know, my mother used to tell me, don't part your hair down the middle because you got a big nose. Well, that has stuck with me for years. You will never see my hair parted down the middle. I part it on the side, but you know what? My nose is still big. Oh, well. Oh, well. God is with you today. If you've ever felt like He's not, let me reassure you this day, November 2nd of 2025 at 6929 Day Street. God is with you. God knows you. And God loves you. I'm going to say a prayer that I found and then we'll be over. It says, "Dear God, I have no idea what's happening in my life right now, but I just want to say thank you for being with me in my highs and my lows. My life hasn't always been easy, but one thing I know, you have never left my side. You are my everything. Dear God, I love you, and I promise to be a blessing to others. Amen." That's what we need to be, a blessing to others. Sharing the word with others. Extending out your kindness to other people. Telling them about what God can do for them. There's a lot of Christians out there that are hurt. It's like our army is wounded. We're wounded warriors. Well, there's people that God has put in your life to encourage you, to build you up, to say, hey, don't give up right now. God's fixed to do a miracle in your life. But the enemy wants us to be torn down, to be tormented, to be tortured. He wants to put thoughts in our head that, well, if God really loved you, you wouldn't have to be going through this, would you? If God really loved you like he says he does, you wouldn't have these diseases, would you? The enemy tried to come against me all week. And you know, at first I was listening and I went, oh, well, maybe that's right. Then I went, oh no, oh no. I was in the car, started screaming, Satan, I bind you right now off of me, off of my thoughts, off of my prayer life, off of me completely, off my car. Be gone in Jesus' name because of Jesus' blood. We have got to stand against the enemy. Always stand against the enemy. But we've got to know if it's God or the enemy talking to us too. How do you know that? Through prayer. Let the Holy Spirit, ask the Holy Spirit, is this really from you, Holy Spirit? Am I listening to you? Because God's not going to say terrible things about you. You're his child. He loves you. He loves you. I mean, I can't believe that there's a Father in heaven that loves all of us. Even the people that do evil. He loves us. He wants the best for us. But life is tough. If you're struggling, if you feel bad, if you have money problems, if you feel like you're at the end of your rope, I've got the answer. It's God. It's Jesus. Jesus was born on this earth to walk through everything. He knows every pain that you have because he suffered it for you, just for you. So does that mean I get to sin since Jesus paid it all? No, absolutely not. We can go through spiritual deaths, and we don't want that. We're going to go through some highs and lows, but God loves you. God, see, yes, ma'am.
You said something about not taking things for granted, but sighted people do it all the time. They take things for granted because I've had people say, well, you know, I didn't know that, or, oh, I didn't think about that. It's, I mean, yeah, you're right. We shouldn't take things for granted, but sighted people do it.
Well, I'm sure there's some blind people that do it too, baby.
Well, yeah,
you know,
I'm not
but
saying
that. But, yeah, I would take that for granted, too. You know, I'm sure I did take it for granted till my right eye was completely blind. I couldn't see out of it. You know, and I prayed and prayed, like, God, please, please don't. And then my doctor sent me to this other doctor, and he went, I can fix that. And I had major surgery on my eye. So I can see a lot better now out of that eye. But yeah, sighted people do. People that don't have any handicaps, we take for granted. Like, I don't know how some of y'all even get up to try to motivate yourself to get through the day. I have depression. You go, I heard someone say one day, will you just get up and say, you know what, today's going to be a good day and God loves me. I do that. But I have to fight myself. Not myself. I have to pray so hard. God, please turn this depression around to happiness. Please. We all have something that we're going through. All of us. every one of us, and you say, no, I don't have anything, then you need to get saved, okay? But what I'm saying is God knows you. We got to quit judging one another. If someone doesn't look like, well, you know, they don't look really clean, or they don't look this or that, or did you see what they had on? Did you see all those tattoos? You know, quit judging. There's only one judge, and it's not Judge Judy. David used to love to watch her. It's God the Father. Quit judging. Quit putting unreal expectations on people. Well, I have my list here, and if you do this and you do that, you know, you're in pretty good standards with me today. Quit putting expectations at all on people. We're all different. We all put our clothes on about the same, probably. But we got to quit having these expectations, so when these people let us down, we just get discouraged, we get angry, we get mad. Quit putting expectations on people. We are still just human, and sometimes we operate in the flesh. But there's other times that we're just different. We're just different, and praise God we are. We couldn't stand another person like me and Don in here, always wanting attention. We would never have church, because him and I would out-talk anybody and out-loud anybody and everything else. You know, we're all different. Praise God that we are. We all bring something different into this group. And I love each and every one of y'all, and I just want you to have faith to know that God's never going to leave you. Dear Father, thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Lord, that you love us. You love me. You love me. You have an agape love. You love me unconditionally. Father, I'm so happy about that. Because I know I must let you down at times, and I'm so sorry. Lord, please just help this church to grow. Help us to see what it is that you want us to do. Lord, if you want us to be like this for 2 more years, then let it be. Father, we can't put expectations on our church. We can't expect 100 people, obviously, to come right today. We can only do what it is you want us to do, and that's put you first. And I pray that you keep us going with Bartimaeus, Father. We have so many wonderful people in here that can talk about you, that can lead people to the Lord, to disciple. Father, give us that warmth and that fire in our heart to go, I have got to talk about Jesus today. Amen. Lord, I love you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your hugs. Oh, I love it when you hug me, Father. I love it. I love it that you don't look bad on me because you love me. Thank you, God. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.